When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Founder Story, the podcast where trailblazing entrepreneurs share their extraordinary journeys, uncover the passion, grit, and vision that drive the world of business and innovation. Welcome back to another episode of Founder Story. Today we have a guest who I've had the pleasure of reading his first book, and I'm very excited today because we're going to dive into systems, processes, scaling. He's helped people over $300 million in scaling their businesses. So this is something everyone needs to know. But Austin Netzley, he's an author, investor, business growth advisor. He's the founder and CEO of 2X, and he helps six and seven figure entrepreneurs turn their business into a consistent, fast growing machine that thrives without them. Austin, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I love what you're doing. Love that you're helping founders and excited to give some value today.
I mean, who doesn't want to have a machine that thrives without them? But let's go back to your story. And when you started, what was that spark that made you say, I want to be an entrepreneur?
Well, the big one was, I was in the corporate world and I actually really enjoyed it. But then I looked at my managers that were 10, 15, 25 years down the line. And I was like, wait a minute, I don't want that life. There has to be another way. So I went down this path to learn what that was. And that was entrepreneurship, where you can control your destiny, where you can make an impact, where you can do so many different things and have this limitless upside. As soon as I started to learn about that, I wanted that. So I started to tackle it and figure out how to make it successful.
So what was your first business?
It was day trading. So I was still in the corporate world, but I wanted to build up my skill set and my money situation on the side. So I started day trading and I got heavy into it and eventually created my own algorithm and automated it. And that was my first taste of business. But it didn't really feel like a business because I didn't have any employees, but it had me shift my mentality to start thinking like an entrepreneur, making numbers and systems decisions. And ultimately, it was the foundation for the rest of my businesses.
I love the side hustle. I think I've done the same thing as you, corporate, side hustle, then you quit. It's incredible. Let's talk about your new book, The 2-Week Vacation Test. I know it has some intriguing concepts, and I'd like for you to dive into and explain what are those.
Yeah. So the big idea of it is how would your business do if you go on a 2-week, no strings attached vacation? Now, a lot of entrepreneurs would be like, well, my business would stop. I am the business, or everything's reliant on me. Well, to build a really healthy business and to achieve why you started in business to begin with, to make a lot of money, to drive big growth, to have time freedom, to maybe sell your business for many millions of dollars, all of that requires you having a business that can run and thrive without you. So by taking committed time off, it's a forcing function to improve your team and operations and let go of tasks and build a much healthier business. So in the book, I break down 7 steps that lead you to take a very confident, a 2-week, no strings attached vacation where you know your business can still thrive in your absence. So it's a really powerful process, but also a forcing function to create a really healthy business.
In my experience, this is one of the most important things any business owner can do. Any entrepreneur is figure out a way to build a business where they don't have to be there 24/7. Why do you think that most business owners struggle with that?
It's a mindset thing mostly. So I can teach somebody very easily some of the systems. I can teach people how to get more out of their team. But what we've really got to do is be able to let go. But if we don't train people up and give them the proper guidance and support, then if we give them a task, then they're most likely going to fail. And if they fail, then we just reinforce the belief that I knew I should have just done it myself. So they just stay in this loop of keeping things themselves, but we have to break that belief. And again, by taking committed time off, you're fully detaching. And most importantly, you're improving your team and operations so that you can take that time off. So you're actually setting them up for success, which is how you should do it all together. But it's a systems, team, and mindset, a trio that you have to do to really have success of letting go of things.
That is incredible. I see that a lot. So many people I know struggle with this mindset of if I do it, it's going to be 100%. If my employee does it, it's going to be 50%. But we know that's not sustainable. How can you be there 24/7? And then what are you going to do with that business? So are you finding that a lot of people that you're helping, are they able to not only scale much faster, but also maybe exit their business when that wouldn't have been something they could have done before?
Absolutely. Like the cool thing about this is like once you can have a business that can run and thrive without you, that gives you optionality. And I'm not telling people to not work. Like I like to work, but the cool thing is I'm able to work and be in control of my time. I'm able to work on the things that I want. I'm able to work on the big projects that are going to really move the needle, not, you know, dealing with fires and issues and being reactive every single day. So if you're in control of your time, if you have a business that's healthy, that can run and thrive without you, again, you have the ability to have complete time freedom, which means you can take a lot of vacations and have a great lifestyle or work less. You can sell your business and get a maximum valuation. You can, again, be able to work on the right things and scale it to the next level. You've got optionality of what to do. So no matter what your growth goals are, no matter what goals you want to achieve in 2024 and beyond, building your business to be healthier, to run and thrive without you is one of the best things that you can do.
I'm with you. I would rather work less. I would rather work four or 5 hours a week. I don't want to work every day. So this is great. And I think a lot of people, even though they want to hustle a lot, once they realize they don't have to, I think most people would rather take that route. What is one actionable step or something that you say to people, begin with this?
Well, the first step is take a night off. All right. It's like you don't go and take a 2 week vacation right from the start. Take a night off where you can end your workday and be completely present with your family, with your friends, with yourself, where you can be able to not have your mind be going, not be thinking about all the things that you have to do. Like that's the first step is like what we've got to do is break the attachment and the addiction that we have to our business. Because like when you start a business, you're just scrapping and clawing and trying to figure everything out. We've got to stop the chaos and get back in control. And taking a night off as the first simple, easy step will start to improve some of those things. And then we just work through six other steps. By the time you get to that seventh step, which is a 2 week vacation, you're confident and clear and you're ready to take that time off and you're able to do so.
I'm ready for a 1 month vacation.
Let's go. One step at a time.
I know you talk a lot about this scaling without chaos. Mm. Can you elaborate on this scaling without chaos and be able to create growth and scalability within your organization, I guess, without this chaos that you just mentioned?
Yeah, one of the best things that you can do is leverage systems. Systems are a basic way that you can ultimately do a task or a particular part of your business over and over and over again with more efficiency and ease. So if you have systems in your business, you can train other people, you can be more efficient, you can have more predictability. And this just leads to less reactivity, less errors, less stress, and less that needs to be done by you. So most business owners, again, are too busy to create systems, but if you're already doing all the work, we might as well spend just a little bit of extra time and turn that into be a system that somebody else can follow. And that way, again, you can get free and you can focus on more and more of the higher impact thing. So systems are something that most small business owners struggle with, but if you can become great at it, then you're going to have a lot of predictability, way less stress, a lot more efficiency and profitability, way more out of your team, way more out of your time. It's just like one of the secrets that most people don't tap into nearly enough.
I always find it very interesting that we like to run 100 miles an hour, but not take 5 minutes to create a system or a process. I know for me, creating systems, processes, and leveraging outsourcing, these kind of things have helped me in my business. And I always recommend everyone to do so. So I hope that they pick up your book, The 2 Week Vacation Test. Was that correct?
Absolutely. The 2 Week Vacation Test. It's in bookstores. It's available on our site. Highly recommend it. It's a simple read.
And can we'll you just hold break up that down step by step.
Yeah.
Look at that vacation.
Let's go.
I want to go there.
That's freedom, you know? And that's why that's the number one reason why people start in business is to achieve more freedom, more control of their time. But what do? We get the opposite of that. We get more stressed. We get trapped. We work more hours, right? Like, no, let's take back control. Let's go back to what your vision, what your dream is, and let's create that. Your business is a vehicle to go and accomplish that.
I'm so happy you bring that up. A lot of people don't talk about the reality of business. They want to show on social media that it's amazing driving Ferraris, going on private jets all the time. Like that's business. But we know business is so hard. It's tough. It's draining. You work 24/7. It's hard to remove yourself. So you are really making a big impact, and we are all about impact here. So if people want to get your book, if they want to learn more about 2X, they want to be a part of your 300 million plus growth that you've helped with your clients, how can they do so?
Yeah, go to 2x.co. We like simplicity, so we got the simplest website that you'll hear all week, 2x.co. We've got some great resources there. We've got a great assessment that will help guide you on the exact gaps and opportunities in your business. But the books are such a great place to start. The two-week vacation test, you also mentioned that you read from 6 to 7 figures. I get feedback on this all the time. So I highly recommend them. Books changed my life, so I'm passionate to share books, and we give them for a very low price. So check it out on Amazon or 2x.co.
So easy, 2x.co, the best website URL I've ever heard. So Austin, thank you so much for being with us today on Founder's Story, and thank you for impacting millions, if not billions, of entrepreneurs around the world.
Awesome, thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Founder's Story. Keep exploring, keep dreaming, and join us next time for more inspiring entrepreneurial journeys.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.